right, KFIZ News Time 9:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios on a Tuesday. It's May 25th of 2021. Always good to chat with Aaron Sadoff from the School District of North Fond du Lac. We chat once a month to get some updates from friends up in North Fond du Lac, see what's going on in the schools up there. We welcome Aaron in on the phone lines here on a Tuesday. Aaron, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Spencer. Thanks for having me on. And, hey, congratulations, class of 2021.
Yeah, it's the end of what was a slightly more normal year, but it's been a challenging year, and it's something they're going to remember forever. I know we talked about that last time we chatted at the end of April. It's going to be something that will go down in the history books, but these kids that are graduating this year could say they will be a part of history, right?
Oh, for sure. And it's the different things that have happened, you know, as far as like what school looks like when they're in school over the past year and a half, it's just been insane. And now with fall sports for us being in spring and then that overlap and now we're in spring, it's just been busy. But I'll tell you, I'm so proud of the staff and the students and the families. In North Fond du Lac, really, we had two proms, senior prom last Saturday and then junior prom the Saturday before. I'm just trying to get as many great opportunities for our kids so that when they move on to the next stage in life, they can still say, you know, high school was some of the best times I've had. So really excited. I'm proud of this community and looking forward to graduation. And for us, it'll be Sunday, June 6th at 1 o'clock out at the Oriole Athletic Complex. Unless there's some rain, then we're going to have it right in the gym at Horace Mann High School. So excited to see how it all works out and very, very proud of the class of 2021.
We've talked about all the changes and how the technology is not certainly going to just be put in the box and not used ever again. All the things we've learned about over the last year and during the pandemic, and especially from a school perspective, that can change a lot of different things and led to a whole lot of new flexibilities for a school district too, right?
Yeah, so really, Spencer, I think when we look at instructional technology, the amount that we've learned about how to use it to differentiate learning, to allow for virtual learning, you know, when students are here, teachers' ability to leverage and find different, more, I think, engaging materials in a quicker amount of time for students, that's going to be something that'll stay. And plus, you know, we saw some holes. I think what we were dealing with in education was, you know, a box that had some nice wrapping paper on it, but COVID ripped that wrapping paper off. And, you know, we really saw some glaring things that we need to change. And that's something that we're working on. And I know moving forward, we won't be the same. We'll be better. So just hats off to the staff for learning so much about delivering education in different ways and knowing that now that we understand that we can have success in different ways using different tools, it's going to be Katie bar the door to keep growing and learning.
Summer school of this year, is that returning as normal in North Fondy, Aaron?
Yeah, pretty much. We're going to be having three-week, Monday through Thursday, in the morning from 8 to 1. Also, there's still lunch at no cost to any buddy under the age of 18 in the North Fond du Lac School District. Come on in and get lunch or breakfast. And then we're going to have our middle and high school won't be as large, but there's a lot of remediation and making up of credits that some students who struggle a little bit virtually and also just normally will be getting that done. So it's going to be nice to get some summer school back to normal and have these opportunities for these kids to learn a little bit more, but also get some enhancement and have some fun.
What's the new year looking like? Obviously, things are going to start on schedule. We know that for sure, and probably be back to a normal setting in the fall. Anything new to report with what the fall start of the school year might look like?
I think we're going to, I mean, right now we have at the high school in Fondy High right now that they're moving over to our middle school and high school and doing anybody 12 and up that are in our schools, Fond du Lac and North Fond du Lac, that want the vaccination, they can get it today. So, you know, we're offering that vaccination to kids. All adults who want it can get it. So as we move into the summer and then we look in the fall, I really do think a lot of the different mitigation strategies that we're using won't be as necessary, and we're going to have some more flexibility. And I think that's something that's very, very important. And for everybody to know, there is no plan for what next year looks like for face coverings or for physical distancing and all those things. But what I do know is when the facts change and we start seeing us working, and I know cases are way down, we have a lot of people vaccinated. So I'm really looking forward to next year from a social standpoint being a lot more normal than what maybe we think.
Yeah, it all depends on where we're at. Obviously, we're in a much different spot than where we were just 1 year ago. It was around this time that I think the stay-at-home order, the first one, got struck down. So a lot can change in a year, and let's hope the end of the summer and into the fall is much different than 2020 was, right?
Yeah, and this past weekend I went to Menards, and I've been vaccinated for a couple months now, and went to Menards and Festival, and I took my mask off inside because it says you could. I kind of felt weird, but we're getting there.
Right.
I mean, it's such a, like you said, it's such a different. There's so many different social norms that have changed, but it's we're getting there, and I think that's the key thing, because in our society, in our community, is different than other communities. So I think it's really important that we listen and find out what's going on. And there is definitely, I think we're in a really good trajectory.
I ate at a restaurant without a mask for the first time in over a year. So that was something different. Had to remember what to do. Like, am I supposed to wear this? What's going on?
Isn't it something? I mean, because we're just so used to it, and even if you're vaccinated, you want to be, respectful to others, and it's just weird. I mean, you tell me even at this time last year, we weren't even talking about masks. Mm. It was washing your hands. And it was all it was touch points. Now we found out, no, it's more airborne than on surfaces. And it's just, we're going to look back and have learned a lot and kind of have a good retro thought process and evaluation of how we've done in the past year and a half. And we'll do that, and then we'll move forward and be better.
Talking with Aaron Sadoff from the School District of North Fond du Lac for a few more minutes here this morning. Aaron, I know we had talked about the Treffert Way and the purchase of the presentation building last time we spoke in April. Anything new to report with where that project stands? I know there's lots of work to be done yet, right?
Well, I just went over there today. Dave Mand and his team are doing a great job organizing. We just have the same group that took down the mall, Robinson Brothers. We were able to get them, and they're actually taking a presentation down as we speak, the old three-story building. So we got the cornerstone and the cross and some bricks for Holy Family, for the church. They're going to make a little prayer area over our new neighbors, the church. But that's already coming down, and we're going to be starting to move in there in the end of June. So it's pretty exciting. So if you want to see a building coming down, just go come to the Village of North Fond du Lac and go to presentation. It's happening right now.
And to wrap, Aaron, I know the alternate fall season, the spring sports season with the fall sports being played recently wrapped up, and I know some success for the Orioles, too, in the traditional spring sports season so far, too.
Yeah, we had it worked really well with football. Big shout-out to Lamira and Kiwaskum and Ripon from the Schuster Fields. We had some, good success in volleyball also, and now we're going to get to the spring sports, and baseball and softball are doing good. Baseball, I think we're having our best year that we've ever had. Track, we've got some great athletes doing some great things. Hoping that tonight Liam Schall can break the school record for the triple jump. But just, it's fun to see the kids out there. It's fun to see them doing some things, and that's what it's all about, education and opportunities for our kids. And COVID, we're making it through.
Excellent, Aaron. Thanks as always. We appreciate the updates, and congrats to everybody and the staff for getting through another school year.
Hey, and big shout out to the class of 2021 and their families. You did it. Woohoo!
There you go, Aaron. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
Aaron Sadoff from the School District of North Fond du Lac joining us here on KFIZ. We'll give him the class of 2021. Round of applause. There you go. You deserve it. Great work this year for the class of 2021. From us here at KFIZ 948. We've